firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Friday. Joining us on the line right now is Monica Yutuma. She is an announced candidate running for Secretary of State at the nominating convention, which will be Saturday, March 28th, down in Novi, with all the precinct delegates from the state of Michigan going to it. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, Randy. Good to be with you again.
Yes. Hey, one of the things that I saw on Twitter X, and you and I spoke about this. This is very concerning as to what Jocelyn Benson, ever since she became the Secretary of State, hiring Jonathan Brader. He's a New York attorney who used to be the director of ERIC, E-R-I-C, and this Center for Innovation and Research, this CEIR, and all these other folks, David Becker, and all these things. Now we're being told, based on research investigations, that she's actually in bed with these guys as far as receiving money and paying money from the state taxpayer dollars regarding our qualified voter files and giving them access to it. And based on your research and things that you've looked at, what have you been able to find out about Jocelyn Benson, ERIC, the CEIR, and other non-GOs? What's NGOs that are just basically having total access to our qualified voter files?
Right. So NGOs essentially are just non-governmental operations. But personally, I believe that they aren't non-governmental anymore. They're basically just like operating like a shadow government. Right. So for context, ERIC is the Electronic Reporting Information Center. Jocelyn Benson put Michigan in ERIC in 2019. And so ERIC has access to all of Michigan's voter data. Right. So that's what ERIC is. And ERIC is supposed to help clerks communicate with each other. And it's supposed to help clean up our voter rolls. But really what it is it's just hijacking data for partisan purposes to help Democrats. And so, like you mentioned earlier, she knows the CEO very well. There's some very interesting and sketchy dealings there, because on the eve of the 2020 election, she received $12 million from David Becker's other nonprofit, CEIR, which is the Center for Election Innovation and Research. And so that was after she had put Michigan in ERIC, and, you know, I guess they made this deal for Michigan to join ERIC. So it was weird. But yes, these NGOs are certainly not a good thing. They are just a way to operate as a shadow government and funnel money and make it harder to trace that money.
Well, one of the things that I know she's done also is she's given different very far left liberal organizations actually access to the qualified voter files, where they're going out and under the guise of, you know, they're recruiting people to register to vote. You know, that's the guise that they operate under. But in fact, you know, some of the folks that they put in there aren't even U.S. citizens. One of them, that person, that student, University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, was added to the qualified voter files as a direct result of this type of activity. What can be done about it once you get the nomination in March, you go on to win in November, you become our next Secretary of State? What's some of the things you can do to reverse this and try to secure our qualified voter files?
So there's a couple of things there, and you touched on that correctly, actually. So the NGO that they use to go onto the college campuses, and this is, I'm using air quotes, in the name of civic engagement. It's a nonprofit called Democracy Alliance, and a 501c4 called Civic Nation runs Democracy Alliance, and Civic Nation is backed by the Obamas. And essentially, Democracy Alliance, they go onto these college campuses and they claim they're doing voter education. But what we're noticing is that they're harvesting student data, and then they're also ballot harvesting, but they're using that student data again for partisan purposes. We're noticing Democrats getting their hands on this data that Republicans don't have access to, all this student information, which is a huge violation of FERPA. So there's a federal lawsuit that we filed there. But a couple of things can be done. So as the next Secretary of State, these NGOs are not going to get their hands on our voter data, one. And two, on day one, I'm taking Michigan out of ERIC. So ERIC is membership-based. There's no contract. Just need written notice to their board, and we'll be able to pull Michigan right out of ERIC.
And again, this is something that is completely within the work responsibilities of the Secretary of State. This isn't something that she has to go and get approval through the legislature. She did this on her own voluntarily to put us into it. You, as the next Secretary of State, can take us out of it.
That's correct. It's within the scope of the chief election officer of the state, and the chief election officer of the state is the Secretary of State.
Excellent, excellent. Well, one of the things that I don't understand, how is it that she can get away with all this? I mean, don't we have something in our election laws? Is that another thing that maybe perhaps needs to be changed? Because it just doesn't seem right that she can just openly give people access to our qualified voter files. Is this something that needs to be changed legislatively?
Yeah, I would say so. I think there needs to be stronger laws on protecting voter data and maintaining our QVF. Right now, that just doesn't exist. But also, that's something else that's a top priority for me, right, within first 100 days of my administration, is to work with state legislature to come up with these laws, again, to protect voter data, to clean up our voter files, and keep them maintained accurately and more clean. I don't want to be like Jocelyn Benson, where I'm just changing all these rule sets and finding loopholes. I want our changes to be durable and long lasting, and I have to work with the state legislature to be able to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I got a text message. Now that we're past Christmas, we're past New Year's, the campaigns are in full swing. They were wondering, are you planning on coming up and making a tour of the UP? Is there any plans coming up where people can actually come and see you and talk with you?
I would love to come back. I've been to the UP twice now, and I have no problems coming back. If there's a specific area that would like to see me or meet me, we can definitely make that work.
Okay, very good. Yes, this person is affiliated with the Mackinac County Republican Party. And right okay. There in St. Ignace. So definitely will hook you two up. One of the other things I wanted to ask you, at this point, because there are others running for this nomination, and this is coming upon us pretty quickly, March 28th mm-hmm. isn't really that far away. As of right now, are you aware of any debates that anybody's putting on for you guys, the candidates for Secretary of State?
Yeah, there's quite a few this month. So today and tomorrow will be in Saginaw for their 8th district roundup. And then tomorrow morning, they are hosting a forum. There's going to be, GOGOP in Oakland County is doing a Secretary of State forum on January 14th. There's also, let me see, Jackson is hosting a Secretary of State forum on January 17th. Berrien County is hosting a big forum for Secretary of State on January 24th. And then on January 31st, District 9 is having their big Reagan dinner and also their big Secretary of State debate.
Oh, yes, yes. I heard about that. I plan to attend that one. And it's really interesting that a lot of these events are taking place on Saturdays, so it makes it very easy for people to get out there and attend and like you say, fundraise for some of these local districts and county parties as well. One thing I wanted to ask so far, has the other candidates showed up? Are you the only one out there? What's going on? Because we're having some major issues regarding the governor's race.
Yeah, listen, I'm one of the candidates from what I'm hearing that's known as really being everywhere. I'm working really hard, and some candidates are working as hard, some are not. There are certain candidates that I see all the time, maybe a couple of them, and then other candidates, not so much. So it just depends on the candidate, but I know I'm getting everywhere I can as much as possible.
Excellent, excellent. And one other thing, this all takes money. And I know you have given out the website before. Where can people go to learn more about you? And if they'd like to donate and give you some gas money, where can they go?
Yeah, I just want everybody to know that every dollar counts. So don't think like, hey, you know, all I have is $10. Every dollar matters. And you can go to MonicaForMichigan.com to endorse, donate, or find information.
Excellent. And that's Monica, F-O-R, for Michigan.
Correct. All spelled out, the whole thing.
All spelled out. Excellent, excellent. Let's see, got another text coming in. Have you ever been a clerk? And if not, what qualifications do you think you really have that is even more important than being a clerk previously?
That's a great question. I have not been a clerk, but what I can tell you is I've traveled this state and talk to clerks. They don't want another clerk as Secretary of State. They want somebody like me that has that outside business experience, that management and leadership experience to come in and really be able to lead, because they've been missing that. And so I think my business experience paired with my grassroots advocacy, right? I've started a business from scratch. I've started a 501c3 from scratch, a 501c4 from scratch. I know how to build an organization from the ground up. I know how to manage people. I know how to manage budgets. And these are all important skill sets that are transferable to the Secretary of State's office, because a clerk, that's just clerical experience, right? We want somebody who can manage and lead and that has an outside vision. And so I have that.
Yeah. And that business experience also has quite a bit of technology attached to it. And I'm sure you're looking at those systems that currently Jocelyn Benson has in place. A lot of improvements potentially that you can bring to the table on that front as well.
Absolutely. And the one candidate in our primary race that does have clerk experience, they've only been a clerk for 4 years and they've been a county clerk. What people don't realize is that it's actually the local clerks, the city and the township clerks, that do all the work overseeing elections. They take everything, tally it up, and then give it to the county clerk. All the county clerk does is put a nice bow on, count it up, put a nice bow on it, and pass it on down. So the work is really done on the local level, not on the county level.
Absolutely, yes. Because like you say, everything is local, even, you know, maintaining the qualified voter files to actually executing the elections themselves.
That's correct. And I've worked elections before, too, so I have experience there.
Very good. Well, I know you're on the road this morning. We'll let you get back to it. Monica Yutuma for Secretary of State, March 28th convention. Thank you, Monica.
Thanks, Randy. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Final segment of hour number one.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current attorney general by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number one. Got a text message from Officer Rick. He said that he's off duty today working on his wife's car this morning and listening to the interview with Monica Yutuma. He said, I'd like to talk with her about a Secretary of State function. It's part of the automotive side, salvage vehicle inspectors. So I sent Rick her contact information, and you can absolutely get a hold of her, talk directly with her, ask her about that, and maybe give her some insight that she may not be aware of. So greatly, greatly appreciate it. Let's see. Okay, there's Mary Lynn. Okay, we got a Patriot dinner. Mackinac Republican Party. She's sending the Patriot dinner flyer in hopes that you and your wife will attend and possibly pass the word. Thank you very much. Well, let's see what we got. Mackinac County Republican Party Patriot Dinner Silent Auction. This is going to be Saturday, April the 18th at the Quaden Casino Banquet Room, Mackinac Trail, St. Ignace. They're going to start on Saturday, April 18th. The social hour with a cash bar will be 5:30, a plated dinner 6:30, and then they will have speakers starting at 7:30, followed by dancing in the Northern Pines Casino Lounge. Price this year is part of a fundraising effort, $75 per person, $60 per person early reservation before February the 28th. So if you want to save basically $15, it'll only be $60. If you RSVP before February 28th, you'll get the discounted price. If not, you have to RSVP before April 5th. So call Mary Lynn. Her phone number is 906-430-7193. So if you'd like this flyer with this information on it, text me. Let's see. Mackinac County Republican Party. Let's do MCRP. Mackinac County Republican Party, MCRP. Text me MCRP and I'll send you this flyer. Mary Lynn, thank you very much for sending that to me. And I'll be in touch to see if you guys would like to run some radio advertising on this, get this promoted so you get a really good turnout. Question. Do you guys have any of the candidates confirmed yet as speakers? because I didn't see on the flyer if you did. One of the things that we absolutely need to do is look at this and see if we can get some names on here who kind of make it for the draw. So if you have any, Mary Lynn, text me back the names of any confirmed, perhaps, candidates that you guys have reached out to, and we'll make sure to mention that as well. I got a text message from Christine Gray, was a follow-up to Justin Michael talking about the vaccinations. I had a friend who the doctors verified she got a rapidly progressing dementia after getting the regular flu shot, and she didn't live long. Another friend lost the use of her legs after getting the China virus COVID shot. Another that didn't have a heart problem who got the COVID virus shot vaccination died a year ago from a heart attack in her sleep. I know of a lot of friends who have voice problems from childhood shots, even from 50 years ago. Well, you guys do what you want. It's your body. You can buy into the fear, is basically the way I look at it. The fear of getting a flu or getting a virus or whatever. Personally, my strength is up. I mean, much better shape now that I've lost 80 pounds permanently forever, and never going back to that weight ever again. More energy, sleeping better, taking lots of supplements. Basically, if I get sick, I'll isolate myself here in the house. We have a spare guest bedroom. I'll stay away from Vicky and basically, you know, get through it. And as my body goes through the process of being exposed to that virus, I'll build my own natural antibodies to it, my own immunity to it. And that's the way I choose to live. But if you have other issues going on in your life, maybe you're more highly susceptible to, you know, viruses and flus and colds and things like that, you guys got to do what you got to do. It's just, I think that COVID mRNA shot, which isn't even a vaccine, it did not have any COVID-19 in it, can't possibly defeat the virus and protect you the way your own natural herd immunity, your own antibodies, could take care of it going forward. That's my opinion, but again, I'm not a doctor. This is your own personal call, and you have to make that decision talking with your doctor. History lesson, the Cowboys. Pastor Chatfield got a great history lesson for us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy.